You're with Cape Talk. This is Abs on Early Breakfast.
Talking about Cape Town tourism, they have actually partnered up with the Cape Peninsula University of Technology to empower and uplift the tourism industry. And joining us to chat a little bit more about that is Lee Dauber from Cape Town Tourism. Lee, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely fantastic. Lee, I mean, we talk about SMMEs in South Africa. You know, they are the way of the future if we are to survive as a country. But Cape Town Tourism and the Cape Peninsula University of Technology have partnered up to pave the way for a new initiative.
Absolutely. I mean, it stemmed from, we have a number of small SME members and they're based in our neighborhoods. And, you know, they really need help with marketing support. So from a Cape Town tourism perspective, we can market them, but the best thing that we can do is we can develop their skills so they actually are equipped to know how to market their businesses themselves. I mean, it's challenging because for SMEs, you not only are the face of your business and you're running your business, but you also got to do the finances behind your business, the sales behind the business, the marketing behind the business. And, you know, not everyone is multi-skilled or who has had the opportunity to go to university. So we sat with them. We had lots of conversations about these challenges. And we came up with a single-day workshop, which actually takes these guys through top-line marketing skills, how to understand your business, how to understand the marketing principles, but then also sit and look at their businesses themselves, because it's not only about the theory. It's also about how do you take these skills and how do you actually apply to your business. And that is where the difficulty lies. So all of our specialists at Cape Town Tourism and Marketing, we actually sit down with these guys. We say, let's understand your business. Let's look at your challenges and let's see how we can figure this out. And it can be anything from pricing to marketing tactics to a business model in terms of how you're going to get new business. So every single business has a different challenge. And then what we did is we approached CPUT, the Tourism and Events Management, and we said, we need your backing. We need the stamp of approval and the credibility from a great institution like you. And we got together and we actually realized we could blow this whole thing up. I mean, it could not only be about this one-day incubator, but there's so many other things we could do together. Take, for example, they have their final year students who need to write marketing plans on actual businesses. So we had a chat about that and said, well, why don't we connect them directly with the SMMEs? And then the SMMEs get a free marketing plan that's really rigorously done throughout the year, and the students get to use these real-life businesses as in real-life practice.
To you joining us in conversation, we are chatting to Lee Dauber, who is from the Cape Town Tourism. She is the marketing executive there, and talking to us about the fact that the Love Cape Town Marketing Incubator is a one-day workshop that helps SMMEs understand more about how to market their business. And so if you are a small business owner and you are also interested in learning more about marketing, she is the person to be chatting to. Lee, I mean, coming back to you, I've always found that marketing is one of those things where it sounds easy when people are talking about it, but then when you have to implement it, it's a whole different ballgame.
It is. And I think that marketing has changed so much over the last few years. I mean, generically, you'd take a bit of money, you'd throw it at a TV ad, you'd throw it at a print ad, and off you'd go. It was quite a similar process, a simple process. And now with the rise of digital advertising and technology, you know, the whole scope has opened up. And it also allows you to market with taking your financial constraints into consideration. So that's great for the SMMEs because you can actually show them skills and how to market knowing that there's little to no budget. It's still possible. And in terms of marketing itself, you know, marketing itself can address a number of different problems. It's not only how do I get awareness for my business, but what is my major challenge and how can I use marketing to address that? And so the scope has opened and it's made it much, much more exciting and robust rather than just simple advertising.
And so talking about students, you are partnering up with the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. Talking about the students then, how are students then going to be part of this cross-pollination when it comes to the skills development process?
So So first of all, we're taking the marketing incubator and we're adapting it to be a shorter lesson plan, so they can also learn these marketing skills and these methodologies that are being used. You know, the nice thing about the marketing incubator is that it's condensed, it's really simple to understand, and it's very easy to apply. So number one, they get in this knowledge at the same time. Number two, what we do, there's a number of other things like orientation and guest lectures, where knowing the big industry players, you can bring the big industry players to the students so they can get the knowledge about tourism whilst they're still in practice. And then also in terms of, as I've discussed, really connecting these SMEs and these students so they work on real-life businesses. I mean, there's nothing better than when you study. Yes, you can work on case studies and you can work with the theory, but it's the actual practical side of things and really understanding what the environment is like outside university that's going to give you those skills and equip you to be successful in your career.
Also, speaking to that, I was actually struggling with my mic now, switching it back on. But talking to that before we let you go, I mean, there's also talk of the speed dating session. What's that all about, very quickly?
Okay, so that's part of the application. We have a number of different managers at Cape Town Tourism, and they specialize in what they do. So we have a specialist in trade, and that is people who sell the trade in terms of tourism is people who sell Cape Town as the destination. So it's tour operators, travel agents. We have a specialist in PR and communications. We have a specialist in digital areas and content. So marketing is made up of a number of specific specializations. So the speed dating sessions are when the SMEs get to sit down one-on-one with each of these specialists and discuss their business. And they get input directly on their business by our different specialists. And this is very rare because, as I said, you generally hear the theory and then you sit there and you go, oh, well, this is super. I kind of understand the theory. But how does this apply to my business? And also, because you're not really a specialist in that area, it's quite difficult to dig deep and go, okay, so how does this specific area, what can I do in this specific area? I suppose what's also really great about sitting with all our specialists is that sometimes it's just the connection which makes all the difference. So there was one SME we had, and she already had quite a good existing business model, and all she really needed to do to expand was to be connected with the right people overseas. So that was such a wonderful way and a simple way of helping her with her business through a very simple solution.
All right. Lee, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We look forward to hearing more feedback when it comes to this discussion.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is Lee from Cape Town Tourism.
Your call for ABS now on 021-446-0567.
Now, Grand Parade Investments has announced that it has closed down Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins in South Africa due to poor performance. We want to find out from you, what do you think is the reason that so many outside franchises are failing in South Africa? Shalene and Mitchell Splain, let's have a conversation.
Good morning, Ev. I think they chose the wrong country for Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. You know, the people, the aunties on the flats make the best donuts.
Uh-huh.
Dunkin' Donuts is overrated. Even the topics fall off, the toppings fall off the donuts. So, and even for coffee, I don't think they don't know if they didn't do their homework, but on the flats or in Cape Town, we know our coffee and our donuts.
Hola.
Especially on a Sunday morning. So, yeah.
So, Shalene, what are you saying is local is lekker?
Very much.
Azai.
Moonstruck was also so lekker this year.
Thank you so much. Shalene and Mitchell Splain saying local is lekker.